Hey, Level Up ladies, it's yours truly, Joshi, and welcome to the Level Up podcast, where I help aspiring young females level up to the boss they
high
always dreamed to be.
You from low quality experiences, and that's how Mary had a little lamb.
That man for the streets, okay?
Either you're gonna boss up or stand down, move forward or stay stuck, no failures, just lessons. The level up does not stop based on how you feel, sweetheart.
Hey girlies, welcome back to another episode in the Level Up with Joshia podcast. As we continue our decentering men series, where we figure out ways to make ourselves better to attract better men, I want you girlies to always refer back to the tools that I give you. I have enough resources out there for you girlies, including this podcast, for you to level up your life. And I just want to say thank you for all the love that is being shown in regards to the book. My goal is to sell 10,000 copies, girlies, and the energy that you give is going to help me get there. I've provided resources on how to reinvent your life. I've provided a resource for you to get through breakups, how to get through dating. I've provided resources on many things, many areas that women struggle in, like getting a man to spend money on them, how to communicate with a man via text messages. I have all of these stuff on my website, girlies. So get into the content. The content isn't long. If you are serious about your life, you're going to get the content. If you want to stay left behind and keep dating dusty men, that's on you. But I'm not going to do it. Because when I pop out this Christmas, I expect to pop out in the Christmas or the New Year with a boss. Okay? Whenever I make this debut with a man, when I make this debut, it can be bossy. Okay? It's going to be bossy. It's going to be like how Angela pop out. Okay? Okay? That's how it's going to be. So, girlies, as we get to know ourselves, I want you to be more in depth with yourself for you to understand what you need in a man. If you don't know what you want as a woman, you will never know what you want in a man, because you wouldn't know what works for you for what don't works for you. Okay? This is real talk advice. And I want you to know this, girlies. The quickest way to figure out what is for you is figuring out what the hell you don't want. It's very hard for us to pick what we want because we always have desires. But if you know what the hell you don't want in a man in life, it will be much easier for you to filter through those things that are not for you. So, girlies, as we begin this Decentering Men series, I urge you to go and get the book. The book will teach you about the men that you will meet and you need to avoid. The book will teach you common plays that men use. The playbook rules never change. The person that's playing the game does. These games that men are playing are what their daddies and their granddaddies and their great-granddaddies and their great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddies been playing. The game does not change. Okay, men ain't just start desiring vaginal. Okay, men ain't just start realizing that the more money he has and the more resources he have, the more women he have access to. Men ain't just figuring this out, baby. That's why in the Bible they got 6 and 7 and 10 and 15 wives. Okay, men have not just start thinking like this. The reason that you feel as if sex has gotten easier and love has gotten harder, it is because you made sex more easier and acceptable and accessible. You did that. Women did that, not men. You control access to sex. Men control access to marriage and relationships. You made sex easier for men. Men have nothing to do with that. That is all women. So now we have to look back on our boundaries, our standards, and what we think about ourselves. So I'm going to go into this series with you, girlies, and I want you to take what I say. You take my advice, you live a better life. If you want to be out here winging it and you want to keep getting your heartbreak and you want to keep getting round through and you want your body count to increase, then you do that on your own. But the girlies are ready to apply pressure. The books are in my bio. Go and download them. Read it. You know, and nobody told you you have to read it in a day. Every day, read a chapter and then apply the chapter. Okay? So let's get into it. There are 6 things you never give up for a man. I don't care how bad you like him. I don't care what that man has told you. Let me tell you something. I had some good talkers on my roster. Still do. But there are just some things you don't give up for men. Because there's no guarantee that man is going to be there forever. One of the first things I want you to know as you groom into a more feminine and elegant and well put together woman, relationships and networking matters. Okay? I like to network. I like to have men that I can make sure that if I need something done, it gets done. So you need like the mechanic. Okay? You need the police. Okay? You know? You need the person that knows about houses and plumbing. You should have a connect of men that can help you with men issues, okay? Let me tell you something. Go in your phone right now. If there's a man in your phone that is not a good necroting, okay? Just delete him on your phone. What are you in the phone for? What? He can keep telling you, hey, every day. Men that say, hey, every day, and they ain't got no value added to your life, delete them. Okay, delete them out your phone. If you can't call them for some money or some help or for some connect, delete them out your phone because it's a waste of time. This is how y'all get swing sleeping with these kind of men because they are always around. A man wins through consistency, you know. He don't win through his looks. He went through consistency. He don't even win through his money. Because if he consistent and he's spending the money consistently, he wins. Consistency helps men get women. So these are things that I don't want you to give up. You don't never give up relationships for men. That's relationships with your family. That's relationships with your colleagues. That's relationship with your sister, your brother, your mother, your father, your cousin, your auntie, your grammy. You don't give up your relationships and friendships when you get a man. I don't care how good that man is for you. Because I want you to know that's how y'all get involved in toxic attachment styles to men. That is how you get lost in the sauce with a man. No, always make time. Because when things happen as you transition through life, girlies, right? There's going to be a time you're going to be a mother. There's going to be a time you're going to be a wife. There's going to be a time that you have to mourn. There's going to be a time you'll have to grieve. There's going to be a time you have to celebrate. And there are certain relationships in life that help you get through all of those phases. When you become a wife, and let's say you have a friend that's a wife, that friend can help you. Your husband can't teach you to be no wife, you know. He don't need how to be a husband. He cannot teach you how to be a wife. Men don't teach you how to be wives. They find their wives already made. That is her. Let me tell you all now. Men can look at women and be like, I can marry her. Men know their wives. They know what they want in their wife. So a man in creating a wife. Your friend can give you advice. Your mom can give you advice. Then it's going to be time you want to be a mother. And then you're going to need a break. You're going to need to be like, can you just come and help me with this baby? That's what you have mommy and grammy for. Okay, I wish I still had my grammy alive. Because I would have been giving her the baby all the time. I don't have any baby. I just want y'all to know that before y'all run with this podcast. And say, oh, she pregnant. No, I'm not. Okay. But you want to keep those connections with your family and your friends, okay? Keep those connections. The second thing that you never ever give up for a man is your dreams and your career goals. You hear me? Whatever the hell you want to do in life, continue doing it with or without a man. I will never drop this podcast because I find a man. I will never drop the content I give because I find a man. Me finding a man should enhance my content because now I have a different perspective. You understand? But I want you to know as a woman, you should never give up your dreams. This is what keeps you going outside of whatever your man is finding in you. Kids shouldn't stop you from giving up your dreams. And a man should not do it. You don't ever, ever give that up. Because that is something that makes you you. In my book, in the last chapter, The Ring, there's a key thing I said on how men determine their wives, and this is a direct correlation of what I'm telling you now. Go and read the book, and I gave you, I think it was about 8 to 10 things a man looks for in determining if a woman is his wife. I'm telling you this, girlies, not because I want you to please men, but to please yourself. But there's a key point, there's a key component in what I'm telling you. All my information lies. That's how I know it ain't garbage that I'm teaching you. Men marry women that are whole. Okay? Whole. Continue to keep your eyes on your dreams and your career. If you love what you do as a career woman, keep it. Don't lose it. If you have to take time off, because I know sometimes life happens, we have to take time off, that is okay. But keep your core values. Keep those things that made that man marry you or made that man attracted to you. You think, are you going to stop going to work because you get a man, so you can stop making some money because a man come in your life? Oh no, baby, I can always be getting to the bag. It's never going to stop. It's never going to stop. One monkey don't stop no show. This thing going to keep on rolling. Just going to keep on going. It's going to keep on going, baby. The bag, I get to the bag. I get to the bag. It's never going to stop because I get a man. He should help me how to, he should be helping me or teaching me how to get a bigger bike, if anything. But I'm never going to stop getting that money, baby. Oh, no. Oh, no. You could beg me, upset me down 9 months, and I can still be figuring out how to make a bike. Okay? All right. The next thing that you should never give up for a man is your personality and your core values. Core values are what you truly believe in life. All right. And I know a lot of women, and I'm going to be very honest with you. This is where I want you girlies to really sit down and just think about you, not the children, not the career, not the man. Think about you. What do you really consider your core values? So core values are things that you live by. You don't waver on. When you figure out your values, it's easier to build boundaries and standards. So I'm going to do an episode on how to build boundaries and standards with 3 simple steps. Okay. So when you decide to build these things about yourself, right? Core values and your personality go hand in hand. Okay. Just like I told y'all in the book, there are certain characteristics or values that good potential men hold. It don't change. The man might change, but these particular characteristics I explain in my book, every man, if you're gonna marry a man, he has all of them. There's a guarantee. There's that. I ain't even telling you. I ain't saying he may or may not. Every man in my book, I tell you, he has these core values. It don't change. And if he don't have it, that ain't your husband. Okay, so here are some core value examples that help you make sure that helps you figure out your personality. So for example, I am a person that is very passionate. So I have a very open, but I have a very strong personality because I'm passionate about everything I do. I'm passionate about every single thing I do. So if passion, I feel like life is dull without passion. I feel you have to be passionate about something in order for you to feel like you have a fulfilled life. So passion is something for me, and that is seen in my personality. Okay. Another thing that is very, very important for me is kindness. Okay. Kindness is a part of my personality because I want a man to be kind to me, so I exert kindness. But I am a person, I have such a soft heart that even sometimes it can be a disadvantage to me. So I believe in the act of kindness. Then you have person that adventure is a core value for them. They believe that you should live life being adventurous. Then you have persons that achievement is very high. There are couples that they believe in achievement and teamwork. Okay. So for me, when I do find my partner, me and my partner have to be a team, because achievement and learning and excelling is a very big part of my personality and my core values. I feel that life, you should always want to level up in life. Where there are some people that, hey, they live a more relaxed life. They feel as if that you should enjoy life. You should enjoy nature. Okay. But I know what I am, and I know what my personality is. So I know what man I need to match my personality. Okay, respect is a very big thing for me, and I can see why respect is, because if teamwork and achievement, right, is very big, leadership, all of those things are a big part of my personality. Of course, I can need respect, because all of these roles, in order for those roles or these values to come to fruition, respect is needed. I am big on respect. My man has to respect me, so there are certain things I take to heart. I take it to heart. So when I do find a man that I feel is for me, right? When I find a man, he's going to have to respect me. Not because of me. He's going to have to respect everything I do. Because of my platform and what I do, you can't be out here grinding this one and that one. You can't be out here making me look stupid, because when you make me look stupid, I think you're disrespectful. Okay? It's disrespectful. Come from around me. I am not going to be the woman that's going to sit down and cry and say I'm working on my marriage and relationship after you disrespect me. I take disrespect to heart. This is the mafia. This is the mob. My code is mob code. Okay? That's how I act. Then you have other women. They have a more subtle. They ain't carrying on like Al Capone. But baby, when it come to me, this is Al Capone. This is Al Capone. I take respect to heart. So that means if I take respect to heart, loyalty is hand in hand. I know what I'm big on, so I have to find a man that is big on that too. I take loyalty to heart. Because when you are working together and when you're working individually, there are going to be times that we're not going to be around each other because work takes us away from each other. So loyalty stands. Loyalty and respect stands. This is a mob code. And if you can't deal with the mob, you gotta go. So I will never allow a man to take away that from my personality because that makes me. Teamwork, kindness, loyalty, leadership, respect. I take those to heart. Now, some other things that might not be very pressing for me is like adventure or openness. But there are people that thrive on that. That's a part of their personality. Okay? Kindness, humility, and gratitude. I'm always a person I love to say thank you. Gratitude is big for me. Okay? Gratitude is big for me. I might tell you this is the mob code. Okay? I have a mob code when it comes to dealing with me. And it takes a man, a real man, to understand. Not even a real man, but my person to understand that. So you don't never allow a man to change your personality. If you are a calm woman, if you are a woman big on peace, if you are a woman that you love traveling, if you are a woman that you love creating stuff, are you a woman that like arts and crafts, you like painting, you like museums, that's your personality. Don't let no man change that. Don't let no man change that about you. All right? The next thing that you don't allow to change for a man is that you never, ever, ever let a man change your beliefs. Now, this can be a touchy situation because sometimes we change our beliefs for men because we want to be accepted. That's when you are entering pick Misha behavior. Pick Misha territories wants to be accepted by a man. My belief stance. So for example, religion. If your belief is Christianity, stick with it. Okay? Stick with it. Because if you try to assume something that you don't believe in, let me tell you something about life. Remember when I tell you what in an episode I told you what you put in your body can come out? Whatever in your heart and in your mind will come from your tongue and your actions. So whatever you believe into your core is going to come out at some point. Okay? So it goes down to religion. It goes down to how you feel about parenting. It goes down to all of this. Okay, your belief systems is what makes your core values. Your core values then creates your personality. So when you decide to change your beliefs, you're changing all type of things about you and you're going to be unhappy. So I am a person, I am a strong believer. I believe in God. I can't date an atheist. But you have women out there that do that. I am a woman, I believe in monogamy. I don't believe in open relationships. But you have women that settle and they be in open relationships. I am a woman. I'm not doing a threesome. I'm not going to watch somebody fuck my man. If you want to do that, then we need to bring another man. If that's what you want to do. And I know you don't want to do that. So don't come to me about that. That is my belief systems. Okay? Don't allow men to change it. The next thing that you should never change for a man is your happiness. A man should not control whether you're happy or not. You should just be happy by yourself. You should be happy by yourself. If you are only happy when a man is in your life, you need more time to yourself. I am happy when I am very happy by myself, you know. So when people come around me and they're trying to mess up the program, you can come from around me. You can come from around me. Don't allow men to take your happiness. You don't change your happiness for no man. If you get up every morning as a single woman happy for life, and then you meet somebody that takes away life, leave. I am a happy person in general, and I was around somebody that just was negative. Very negative man. A very negative man. And he started to put his beliefs on me about life. He started to push his core values and personality about life and himself on me. That made me not want to get up and be happy again. And when I moved away from it, my personality came up more because I realized that I was not in an environment that was conducive to for me to be who I am as a woman. Okay? You don't allow men to take away your happiness. The next thing that you do not allow a man to take away from you is your vitality and your innocence. Okay? And this is something that I'm going to go in depth with on other episodes. But vitality is your youth, your playfulness, the child in you. You don't let men take that away from you. You don't allow a man to take away your innocence. And women, we have an innocence about us, you know. The innocence that is so pure that we provide a calm and peaceful and soothing environment for men. That's why men find comfort in us. Men find comfort in us, you know, because it's something in us that provides that. There are women that have been robbed of what we call their nurturing side. Ain't nobody can rob me of my nurturing side. I don't care how much relationships, fair relationships I go through, I can love like I never love again. Every time a man, another man. You ain't gonna stop this. You ain't gonna stop my love. You don't allow men to take away that playfulness from you. You don't allow them to take. When a man is around you, you should feel lighthearted. He should feel like a fairy. He should feel like, damn, I'm on top of the world with this one. You don't allow men to take away that energy from you. And most of the time, men take that from you when they're not for you. I know when I'm in the hands of a man, you know. I know when I'm with a man, I feel like a child. When you're with a man's supposed to make you feel like a child in a good way. Make you feel giddy. Daddy's home. Home for me. I happy. I want to be loving. I want to be peaceful. There are women that don't have that. They've already been robbed of that. Don't never allow a man to take away your vitality. Okay? Don't let him take away your innocence. As a woman, we possess an innocence in us because we carry innocence. Right? We carry innocence. Within us. We carry babies in us. So of course, that's why we have something called a maternal instinct. It gets down to your spirituality now as a woman and what makes you a woman. I nurture. In order for me to grow something in me, I have to nurture and I have to care for it. So there's always something youthful about me. A woman make you feel young again, over and over again. Don't allow men to take that from you. I almost had somebody take that from me, you know. Where I wanted to be harsh and I wanted to be angry. And then I wake up one day and I just wanted to have fun. Because I was with myself now. I love me. I love me and I love you and I love everything. That's how I is. Not everything now. But I love more. I want to give more love. And I want to receive more love. And I want to give peace. And I want to receive peace. And I ain't living hard. And I ain't tricking. Because just me alone, a man just want to take care of me. And I feel it. And I attract it. Because now when men are in my presence now, compared to how I was a few months ago to now, as I'm working on my femininity, when men in my presence, they shake. They get nervous. They gotta, every time a man is in my presence now and they're fond of me, they gotta explain why they feel how they feel about me. Because I'm working, because as a woman, you have that power. You have a power that cannot be found anywhere on this earth. There's a source of energy that comes from a woman that cannot be found anywhere on earth, which is why men love us. Don't allow anybody to take it away from you. Thank you for listening to another episode on the Level Up with Joshia podcast. And I'll see you girlies later. Bye.